Hello, welcome from Lowell High School. I'm Trey Coolier. On my right, Kyle Stauffer, and we're here tonight to broadcast you the girls' varsity basketball game, first of the season. Kyle, why don't you get us started with some Forest Hills Northern starting lineups?
Yeah, so as we get going here, it'll lead things off. The senior, number 22, Lila Fuss, as the other senior for the starting lineup will be 24, Evie Brown. And then they've got two juniors and a freshman. That freshman will be number 30, Molly Sietema. And alongside her sister, Abby Sietema. And then rounding it out will be the other junior, Emma O'Connor, number 32.
Thank you, Kyle. Now for your Lowell girls varsity basketball starting lineup. Starting off, number one senior for the Arrows is going to be Grayson Hamilton. The only other senior in the starting lineup for the Arrows, number three, Allison Munson. Alongside her, the sophomore, number four, Taylor Graham. Excuse me, there's going to be another senior for the Red Arrows. That's going to be number 10, Reese Wagaman. To finish it out for the Arrows is going to be this second sophomore of the starting lineup, number 22, Madeline Hayes. It's your starting five for the Arrows. And now Kyle, Lowell obviously missing their big three players this year that they've really had for the last 3 years that have boosted their team quite a bit. How do you think it's going to affect the Arrows tonight?
It's definitely going to come down to a difference in shooting. With no Braxton Baker to have at behind the three-point line, we'll see how it affects the in the paint, too, because rebounds were there. Felt like every time you saw a rebound, it was going to Lowell.
Now, a few key players actually returning for the Arrows tonight is going to be Allison Munson, Reese Wagaman, alongside Grayson Hamilton. All juniors last year played actually quite a few minutes last season for the Arrows. As we're about to get underway here as the Arrows come out onto the court.
For a non-conference game against Forest Hills Northern, now that Lowell is in the RCA, changing it up here. Last year, this would have been an okay white matchup seen later in the season.
The tip-off for either team, Allison Munson for the Lowell side, is going to win it for the Arrows. Actually, after an awkward tip, it goes to RJ Wagaman. Back to Allison Munson. It's going to be stolen by Molly Sietema. Jump ball possession will go to...
They talk it over here. No one really ever got full control of the tip. So as now they determine it'll be Northern ball.
Doing the inbound is going to be Molly Sietema, the freshman. Inbounding it to Evie Brown, who's going to take it on the left side, going underneath to Abby Sietema. Abby Sietema on the left wing now. That is going to be Emma O'Connor bringing it to the top of the key. Forest Hills Northern playing a lot behind the three-point line right now as it gets over to Evie Brown. Driving in, passes out to the corner is going to be Emma O'Connor. Emma O'Connor over to Lila Fuss. Fuss driving in, steps back to the three-point line. She's picked up her dribble. Taylor Graham playing defense over to Abby Sietema. Driving in, loses the ball. Arrows basketball as this one goes out of bounds under the hoop.
Now to inbound will be Taylor Graham to Grayson Hamilton.
Hamilton's going to give it right back to Graham, running the point tonight over to the Madeline Hayes on the far left key. Hayes on that left side is going to bring it up deep towards the logo over to Allison Munson. Munson over to Reese Wagaman. Wagaman at the from the wing gives it over to Grayson Hamilton. Pump fakes back to Wagaman. Over on the right side, Allison Munson. Allison Munson's going to dribble towards the top of the key. He's got to get it away as she picked up her dribble. Now in the corner is going to be Taylor Graham as she tries to get the pass away. That's going to be knocked out of bounds by Lila Fuss. Arrows retain the ball.
Something key to notice here is Allison Munson playing with a knee brace on that left knee. We'll see how that affects her game today.
As she gets a catch and shoot, it's going to get blocked, tipped straight up in the air by Lila Fuss. Now bringing it down the court is going to be Molly Sietema on the right wing to Abby Sietema. Sietema drives in, gets it back out to her sister Molly Sietema. Sietema is going to bring it on the left wing, gets a screen set from Abby Sietema, but they will say a moving screen, so Arrows get the ball after the foul from Molly Sietema. all scoreless here up in the first minute and a half as there's 6 minutes and 30 seconds to play in this first half of basketball. Taylor Graham's bringing up the court now, gets it off to the other sophomore, Madeline Hayes, spins, puts up a shot, and goes right over the hoop, right into the hands of Molly Sietsema, is going to get it up the court and put up, gets the layup to go in, is going to be Abby Sietsema. Assist goes to Molly Sietsema as Taylor Graham gets it quickly in for the Arrows. Trying to make a play happen as she's going to bring it up to the top of the key, almost stolen, retains it, going to get the pass to RJ Wagaman after the bounce pass behind her. Madeline Hayes going to bring it in, has to regroup, pass behind the arc over to Grayson Hamilton in deep three-point territory. She's got it on this close right wing. Hamilton dribbling around, trying to see what she can do, scanning the floor. Hamilton gets a screen from Allison Munson, but they will say Grayson Hamilton stepped out on that right sideline area.
Yeah, right in front of us on the near sideline here, end line here, sideline here.
Now, Evry Brown's going to bring it up the court for the Huskies. Grayson Hamilton's got defense on her as it's going to get passed all the way around to the left wing to Abby Sietsema. Sietsema looking for a play as Reese Wagaman playing defense now gets it inside to Emma O'Connor. Emma O'Connor is going to put this basket up and it will fall, 4-0 Huskies. So the defense has got to tighten down a little bit as it's 4-0. Taylor Graham at the top of the key, hesitating a little bit, gets pushed way back and it's going to be stolen by Evry Brown. Evry Brown bringing it up the court, gets it up. Abby Sietsema puts up a shot. She's got four now on the night as the Huskies have a 6-0 lead with 5:09 to play in this first quarter.
As the Arrows will call their first timeout here. The problem is not the defense here from the Arrows, but it's the offense. Not moving enough without the ball, trying to take their time way beyond the arc and just can't get any movement going, so they can't pass the ball, get it down low, and get a cut to where they can get an easy basket, where it's been Northern able to get the fast break points because of these steals with no movement down on the other side of the court.
Yeah, and right now the Arrows have only attempted one shot. That was no good by Madeline Hayes. Huskies have up five currently, three of them falling, as now right now Abby Sietsema leads the charge with 4 points, followed by Emma O'Connor with two, as Grayson Hamilton's going to inbound it to Taylor Graham running the point for the Arrows. Graham's getting it just past half court before getting double teamed, tries to pass it and stolen right out of the air. That's Evry Brown. Evry Brown bringing it up underneath Abby Sietsema, gets some more to go as Abby Sietsema's got six of the Huskies' eight so far. Taylor Graham's got it as the Huskies are in a full court trap. Taylor Graham gets it back after passing to Grayson Hamilton. Back to Grayson Hamilton. She's double teamed. Reese Wagman at the left wing, dribbling around. Taylor Graham at the right wing is going to get underneath. Allison Munson puts it up. Another shot blocked on Allison Munson. Now it's Evry Brown with the ball. Getting up the court. Fast break opportunity for the Huskies. Denied by Allison Munson underneath the hoop. Knocked out of bounds. So Huskies retain the ball after the nice block by Allison Munson. Looks like Lowell rocking some new jerseys tonight, different as what we've seen from the past few years, as Emma O'Connor's got it underneath the hoop. Double team's going to pass it over to Abby Sietsema. Abby Sietsema at the top of the key.
So now she gets a screen to come in.
She's going to drive in to the left corner. Lila Fuss, 4-3, gets it. No good, as it's going to be Madeline Hayes gets the board for the Arrows. Madeline Hayes underneath. Will actually get tipped to Taylor Graham. Grayson Hamilton, right wing, back to Madeline Hayes. To Reese Wagaman, 4-3, gets it to go after rolling around the rim. 8-3, Forest Hills Northern on top of the Arrows. Getting down the court quickly. Now Lila Fuss at the right corner. Fuss dribbling around, as now it's going to be Evry Brown at the logo. She's going to bring it up, gets it over to Abby Sietsema. Abby Sietsema dribbling around is going to look underneath. And now underneath is going to be Molly Sietsema, gets it up and through, the freshman with her first basket.
Double digits are reached here by Forest Hills Northern with 3:30 to go in the first quarter.
As Grayson Hamilton tries to pass it underneath to Allison Munson, and it'll be blocked or into the hands of Taylor Graham over in the left corner after the pass. Madeline Hayes attempts a shot, no good. Now it's going to be brought down the court by the Huskies. It's Evry Brown taking a three-point shot. Now it's no good. Rebound goes to Lila Fuss. Lila Fuss tries to go underneath, and they'll say there was a push there as Lila Fuss trips to the ground.
an open look there by Brown, as now substitutions will be brought in as Hurt comes in. And that's the only, or excuse me, as now Bethany Jennison also comes in for Forest Hills Northern.
And for the Arrows side, Layla Risden comes into the game as that ball is tipped out of bounds after the shot, Arrows basketball. Grayson Hamilton is going to inbound it to Taylor Graham. Arrows down by 7 to the Huskies currently with 2 minutes 55 seconds to play in this first quarter. Layla Risden just subbed in for the Arrows on that left wing. Got to get it away. Gets it to Grayson Hamilton. Pump fakes at the top of the key. Dribbling back on the right wing. Underneath to RJ Reese-Wagaman as it's tipped away. Huskies basketball bringing it up is Evie Brown. Evie Brown at the logo area. Now it's going to be Molly Sietsema. Molly Sietsema passes it, gets it right back from Bethany Jennison. Abby Sietsema dribbling around, driving in, spins on Reese Wagman. Top right wing, Bethany Jennison gets the three to go after a high arc shot, 13-3, Forest Hills Northern on top. Taylor Graham bringing up the floor for the Arrows now. She's going to pass it to Grayson Hamilton, tipped in the air, and now it's going to go out of bounds, Huskies basketball.
Grayson Hamilton just not able to control the pass there, and it goes out of bounds underneath the basket.
Now it's going to be Evie Brown bringing it up on the right side for the Huskies. Evie Brown's going to pass it over to Molly Sietsema, over to Abby Sietsema. Back to Molly Brown underneath. She's going to dribble around back to the top of the key. Gets a screen from Sietsema. Sietsema gets the ball, puts up a shot, no good. Board goes to Grayson Hamilton. Hamilton leading the charge, trying to go quick as she'll slow down the pace a little bit. Over to Allison Munson. Pump fakes. Drives in a little bit as she'll get it out to Reese Wagman on the right wing. Reese Wagman gets it to Layla Risden. Risden underneath to Allison Munson. Now to Grayson Hamilton. Puts up a shot. Reverse layup. No good. Rebound goes to Molly Sietsema. Molly Sietsema passes it up the court. And now it's going to be Emma O'Connor. Excuse me. Evie Brown tries to put up a shot. Knocked out of bounds. They'll say
it was a travel before she was able to put the shot up, as now Ava McCormick will check into the game for the Arrows.
Ava McCormick getting her first minutes after getting subbed in. That was for Grayson Hamilton. Now Taylor Graham's going to bring it up. She's just past half court after getting the inbound from RJ Wagaman. Over to Layla Risden. Layla Risden at the top the right key. Underneath to Allison Munson as she is pushed to the ground as she goes to get the ball, so it will be Arrows basketball. Ava McCormick looking to inbound the ball. McCormick's going to scan the floor. Clock is ticking, and she's got to get rid of it. She's going to go to the top of the key to Reese Wagman. Over to Taylor Graham, left wing, underneath. Allison Munson spins, puts up a shot, in and out. Rebound goes back to Allison Munson, but they will say over and back after she tried to take it from Bethany Jennison. So Huskies basketball.
And now Allison Smith will check in for the other Allison for the Arrows here. Munson goes out.
As inbounding is Bethany Jennison to Lila Fuss. Lila Fuss on the right side. She's dribbling back. She's at the logo currently covered by Ava McCormick. Tight defense by the Arrows right now. They're down by 10. Tries to get the pass away. Stolen by Layla Risden. Tipped in the air after the pass. Back to Layla Risden. Getting it down the court. She's going to go over to Ava McCormick right next to her. Now over to Reese Wagman. Arrows passing the ball well. Just got to get more shots up. She'll get it to Taylor Graham. Contested three-pointer for Graham. It is no good after the high arcer. And this ball is going to be rebounded but goes right out of bounds as Abby Sietsema couldn't tiptoe the baseline. Turnover now. Arrows basketball. They're down 13-3 with 38 seconds to play in this first quarter.
Molly Sietsema just checked in for her sister Abby there after the Abby steps out of bounds.
As Ava McCormick inbounds it to Taylor Graham. Graham highly contested now as she's at the logo. Tries to cross up her man. Picks up her dribble as it's almost stolen. And they will say after stolen by Bethany Jennison, she also steps out of bounds. It's actually Emma O'Connor, the junior for the Huskies. So Ava McCormick looking to inbound the ball. She'll get it in. Taylor Graham at the right wing. Graham's contested on that right wing as she's going to get a screen from Ava McCormick now. Tries to cross up and it's going to be stolen by Tally Hart. Hart dribbling around, scanning the floors. There's 19 seconds left. Gets it off to Emma O'Connor. O'Connor puts up a stop. Blocked by Allison Smith. Rebound goes to Layla Risden. Now it's Taylor Graham getting it up to Ava McCormick, leading her too far. Almost goes out of bounds, trying to save it. And now she'll get it back to Layla Risden from the right wing. Three, no good. Rebound goes to the Huskies with 1 second left. And that'll just run out the clock of the first quarter. So going into the second quarter, it's going to be 13-3 with the Huskies on top of the Arrows now. Leading the charge in points is number 33, Bethany Sietsema. And for the Arrows, only 3 points, and that goes to Reese Wagaman on a three-pointer she made from the left wing. So it'd be a good time to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. Some of our platinum donors, thank you to Kathy and Gary Kemp, Raised Up LLC, My Hometown Furnishings, Bernard's Ace Hardware, and finally, Michael Curtis Farm Bureau Insurance Agency. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW. As Arrows down 13-3 currently, as there's 5 seconds left on the clock now for in-between quarters. And I believe as the Huskies make their way out on the floor now, waiting as the refs are going to call the Arrows out now, not giving them any more time than they are given.
The original starting lineup is out here for Forest Hills Northern, except... Or no, it is the entire starting lineup.
As Grayson Hamilton is back in the game now. She's on that right side. She's trapped in that corner as the pass is stolen now. That is by Abby Sietsema dribbling in. Left wing, Lila Fuss, top of the key now. Takes the shot off the backboard. Bank shot for Evie Brown. Hitting right off the glass for the three. Arrows go down 16-3 in the first 30 seconds of this second quarter. Now it's Grayson Hamilton at the logo for the Arrows. Dribbling around over to Layla Risden right away. Underneath, Allison Munson, as this is stolen, then stolen right back by Layla Risden.
Jump ball.
And
goes to the Huskies of Forest Hills Northern. It'll be Molly Sietsema to inbound.
As Huskies retain possession, Lila Fuss is in the corner with the ball now. She'll get top of the key to Molly Sietsema. Sietsema scanning the floor, covered by Madeline Hayes, who's played this whole game. Molly Sietsema now is going to go underneath. Now she'll get the ball right back on the left corner. Gets it to the top of the key to Abby Sietsema. Sietsema dribbling around, trying to make a move on Reese Wagaman. Now for three, once again for the Huskies, getting another one to go. Emma O'Connor in that left corner. Connor has 5 in the night as Grayson Hamilton's going to bring it up the court. She's double-teamed. Layla Risden now in the corner. Reese Wagaman. As Wagaman gets the ball, and the ref will say out of bounds on that close sideline. So Huskies basketball, as they lead 19-3 with 6 minutes 47 seconds to play in this first half. It's Evie Brown with the basketball just past half court line. She'll pass it around and it'll get over to Emma O'Connor. And now Lila Fuss has it on the right wing. Lila Fuss trying to make a move on Risden. She'll get it over to the right side. That is to Evie Brown. Evie Brown brings it all the way back to the logo. Grayson Hamilton playing tight defense. Almost stolen by Allison Munson as that pat goes underneath now, dribbling as Bethany Jennison gets the layup to go. 21-3, Forest Hills Northern Huskies over the Lowell Red Arrows.
As the Arrows will call another timeout here. Continuing their offensive struggles here, just keep turning the ball over, allowing for these fast break points for Forest Hills Northern. And that's where Northern has built most of their lead, because they haven't gotten too much once that fast break stops. A few possessions that the Arrows might want back besides those fast breaks. But it's the offense that's what's causing for these struggles for the Arrows here early in this second quarter, as Travis Slanger trying to rally the Lowell Red Arrows here. the head coach for them. Jim Sprague coaching Forest Hills Northern, the Huskies, on the other side.
As this was a full timeout, there's 10 seconds left in it now. Both teams coming out of their respective huddles after talking over what they wanted to do there. Now coming on the floor for the Arrows, Allison Munson, Reese Wagaman, Grayson Hamilton, Layla Risen, along with Madeline Hayes. Their original starting group, other than Taylor Graham, not in currently, as Grayson Hamilton's got it on the left side. Forest Hills Northern, full court, pressing Allison Munson in the right wing. She's pump faking, tries to get it somewhere. Grayson Hamilton now in deep territory. Grayson Hamilton dribbling around. Coverage is Evie Brown. Grayson Hamilton, left side, Reese Wagaman over to Allison Munson. Allison Munson, left wing, gets it over to Madeline Hayes. Takes a contested three shot off the front of the backboard. Off the front of the rim. Rebound goes to the Huskies. Now bringing it up is Abby Sietsema. Abby Sietsema underneath is going to go to Ella Sharda, getting her first points of the night. It's Abby Sietsema now driving in. Off the glass, gets it to go. 23-3, Huskies on top of the Arrows. Grayson Hamilton now is on that right side. Dribbling around, she's going to get it over to Layla Risden. Now sets the screen for Risden over to Allison Munson, passes back even with the logo. Madeline Hayes on that left corner, driving in, takes the mid-range jumper, doesn't get it to go. Reese Wagaman going for the rebound. It'll be knocked out of bounds, and they'll say last touch by
Molly Sietsema there, so it'll be possession in favor of Lowell here, keeping it on their offensive side, try and get something to go fall for them here.
As Reese Wagaman gets it, Grayson Hamilton takes the three-pointer off the glass, no good, rebound goes to Allison Munson. Munson trying to get the ball out of there, she's triple coverage, gets it to Reese Wagaman. Reese Wagaman to Madeline Hayes, top of the key, letting the Arrows reset. As Taylor Graham and Ava McCormick go to check in, and now it's Allison Munson underneath. Puts up the step back mid-range jumper, doesn't get it to go, rebound to the Huskies. It's going to be Abby Sietsema. Abby Sietsema driving in, puts up a shot, doesn't get it to go. Shots limited in the second quarter. Now this one's put up by Molly Sietsema. Also gets that three to not go. As it's going to be Madeline Hayes at the top of the key, dribbling around, and she's going to go in off the glass, gets it to go. 23-5, Arrows get their first points of the quarter. They have two baskets all game, lots of missed shots, but also not a lot of shots taken. Bringing down the court, it's Molly Sietsema. She'll get it over to Evie Brown. Evie Brown drives it in, now Lila Fuss, mid-range, just past the charity stripe, get it over in the corner for Emma O'Connor. That three is no good. It's actually Evie Brown on the shot as the board goes to the Arrows. Now it's Grayson Hamilton with the basketball. Grayson Hamilton on the right side, dribbling around, trying to make a move as she's going to get it over to Maddie Hayes. Over to Reese Wagaman. Reese Wagaman gets a screen from Maddie Hayes, goes the other way. Off the glass, gets that one to go as the Arrows have three baskets now. As it's 23-7, trying to bite back as Lila Fuss has the ball in the right wing. Lila Fuss dribbling around as Arrows look to be in a man-to-man defense currently as Allison Munson is in coverage of Lila Fuss. Now the ball gets over to Evie Brown. Evie Brown's going to dribble around, driving that right side. Now it's going to be Molly Sietsema. Molly Sietsema gets it to Abby Sietsema. Left corner for Evie Brown after the pass from Lila Fuss. Now underneath is Abby Sietsema, doesn't get the basket to go. So now it's Maddie Hayes going to bring it up for the Arrows after the board. 3 minutes to play in the first half. Allison Munson, Reese Wagaman in deep three-point territory on the left wing. Wagaman dribbling around. She'll get it underneath to Madeline Hayes. Madeline Hayes trying to put up a shot. Spins, gets the basket to go as the Arrows are kind of clicking on offense now. Figured something out as their defense is also not playing too bad right now either. As it's 23-9, only two Arrows have scored tonight. That being Reese Wagaman with five and Madeline Hayes with four. And now the pass is tipped by Allison Munson as it goes to Madeline Hayes. Back to Allison Munson. Now Reese Wagaman on the left wing. Wagaman reading the floor, seeing what she's going to do. Madeline Hayes, open three in the corner, doesn't get it to go, just short off the front of the rim. And now this ball's going to go out of bounds. And they'll say out of bounds on Grayson Hamilton covering Evie Brown.
As now Tali Hurt, Emma O'Connor, and Bethany Jennison will check in. And then for the Arrows, it'll be Mackenzie Frey, Taylor Graham, and Ava McCormick.
Frey getting her first minutes of the night as RJ Wagaman is currently covering Abby Sietsema, who is a junior for this Huskies team. Sietsema trying to make a move on Wagaman, drives in off her knee, goes to Frey. Frey bringing up the court. She's going to spin around, gets it to Allison Munson. Munson driving in, gets the wide open three-pointer to go off the front of the glass, off the, and gets it to go after bouncing around on the rim as well, as there's a minute and 50 to play in this first half. Arrows now, after only scoring three in the first half, currently have nine in like the last 2 minutes as they're down 23-12, trying to spark a comeback. This ball goes to Abby Sietsema. Abby Sietsema at the charity stripe, spins, contested. Now it's going to be a corner shot for Tali Hurt. Doesn't get it to go. Rebound goes after being dribbled around back to Tali Hurt. Hurt gets it over to Abby Sietsema, regrouping now over in the right corner. They'll say timeout. 30-second timeout for the Huskies.
Yeah, this 9-0 run has been sparked by close shots and then able to expand the floor now as Forest Hills Northern had to start collapsing on those shorter layup shots, allowed for Allison Munson to take the three-pointer, get it to go after bouncing off the front of the iron, a favorable bounce to go back to the glass and fall in.
There's a lot of these three-point shots tonight we've seen. They're all, like, pretty much online. It's just not enough power, as it's going to be Huskies basketball as they're up 23-12. Arrows on a 9-0 run with a minute 21 left to play. Getting on the board for the first time tonight is Allison Munson after that three with 3 points. She's got one foul. Another foul is also Taylor Graham with one. And on that Huskies side, only one player currently checked in is Bethany Jennison, who has one foul and 3 points. After a shot from Molly Sietsema, doesn't get it to go. Rebound to Taylor Graham. Graham bringing it up to the Arrows. Now Reese Wagaman over to Fry. Back to Taylor Graham in deep territory with a minute and 5 left to play in this first half. And now they will say the ref blew the whistle, thought it was going to be an over and back from Taylor
then,
Graham, but
then
it was actually
calls out the tip, so he says it's his fault and allows for the Arrows to check it in.
As it was an unnecessary foul there, as Taylor Graham gets it in backcourt. Taylor Graham trying to make something happen as there's 58 seconds on the clock to play in this first half. Corner Frey, she's dribbling in, tries to get it to Reese Wagaman, and this ball will be fast break. 1-on-2 now for Molly Sietsema. Puts up a shot. Ref calls off the shot. Travel before she put it up. Arrows on a 9-0 run currently, 23-12 as they're down to the Huskies.
As now Grayson Hamilton will check in for Mackenzie Frey.
Is now Taylor Graham inbounds it to Reese Wagaman, gives it right back to Taylor Graham as there's 40 seconds on the clock. It's going to be Grayson Hamilton with the ball. She's trapped just before half court line. She'll get it up. Allison Munson after the tip ball. Allison Munson scanning the floor. Reese Wagaman, open three, doesn't get it to go as this ball is almost going to sail out of bounds, but it will be kept in by Abby Sietsema, bringing it down now, covered by Ava McCormick after just checking in the game. Sietsema left side to Evie Brown. Evie Brown's got it with 15 seconds. Probably just going to try and waste this clock as the Arrows right now are on a 9-0 run. It's going to get underneath to Molly Sietsema. Molly Sietsema dribbling around, puts up a shot. No, will get it to go. And one opportunity for Molly Sietsema now as she is down on the floor, slow to get up.
Landed hard on her right knee there. Gets up and walks it off. Goes to the charity stripe for one more here with 4.1 left to play in the first half.
As looking to put up the shot is Molly Sietsema for the and one. Doesn't get it to go. Rebound goes to the Huskies. Got to put up a quick shot. Emma O'Connor, as the buzzer sounds, gets no pass away. So Arrows end the first half on a 9-2 run as they go into halftime, down 25-12 to the Forest Hills Huskies, and we'll send you to the studio for some halftime music.
gymnasium here where the Lowell Red Lady Red Arrows are taking on Forest Hills Northern. Northern got out to a 23-3 lead before in the final 2 minutes of that second quarter came around, where Lowell went on a 9-2 run and brought it to a 13-point game. It's 25-12 as we get set for the second half action. 16 minutes left in this one, as it was definitely the offensive struggles for the Arrows here to start things out. We'll see what they figured out in the halftime break, see if they can get themselves hot again and put themselves right back in this game.
Yes, the offense and defense kind of came alive right at the end of the first half, allowing no points and scoring 9 points in the last 5 minutes. Actually only gave up three, I believe, in the last 5 minutes of play in that first half.
As it was an instant half-court trap there by the Forest Hills Northern, and got a steal out of it, and now a foul on Madeline Hayes. That's her first of the game, as now taking it will be Brown. Brown will run up the right side, down to the block, kicks it out. Coming in is Lila Fush. She'll throw up a floater, and it'll fall right through. 27-12, and now walking it up is number four, Taylor Graham, for the Lowell Red Arrows. She'll give it over to Hamilton on the far wing. Steps up, fakes it, gives it to Madeline Hayes, who puts up a three. It goes off the right iron and doesn't fall, as now running it up the court will be Molly Sietsema. She'll go coast to coast and lay it in. It's now 29-12, Forest Hills Northern. So they've put 4 points up here in this first minute of the second half, giving themselves a further lead by 17 now, as on the far wing, backing it up was Wagaman. Wagaman will kick it around. It gets to Grayson Hamilton. She'll put up a three just to the side of the key. It's long, and rebounding it will be Molly Sietsema once again. Foul on Allison Munson trying to steal it. And it'll be Forest Hill Northern ball. And instantly setting up in a full court press here are the Arrows trying to get something going.
Now this is exactly kind of how the first half started, is Lowell's got to make sure they contain it on defense. Can't let Forest Hills get too far ahead if they want a chance to come back here.
As now Abby Sietsema runs it coast to coast, and a foul will be called by the back judge here, as it'll be a push. Is Ragaman's first, the team's third, as Molly Sietsema will inbound. She'll send it all the way back to Evie Brown, sets up at the logo here, takes it down to the near side corner, hands it off to Lila Fuss. Lila Fuss drives to the block, gives it back out to Brown. Brown passes it around now. A deep three from Abby Sietsema hits the right iron. It doesn't fall. Arrows take it the other way as Grayson Hamilton will run it up the court. Stops at the three-point line, hands it off to Taylor Graham, excuse me. Graham gives it right back to Hamilton. Hamilton sets up on that far wing. A cut from Weiss Wagaman, a good cut, just couldn't get a look out of it. And now Grayson Hamilton sets up at the top of the key, gives it to Graham, who sets up where Hamilton just was. Now, little movement here by the Arrows. That's what we were talking about earlier, as now they start to move a little more here. Hamilton takes it, gets it back, gives it into the near corner for Madeline Hayes. Madeline Hayes runs to where Hamilton just was. A cut from Hamilton, puts up a layup here, too strong, doesn't get that one to fall, as now running it up will be Abby Sietsema for Forest Hills Northern. Gets the bucket to go, and it's now 31-12, as running it up will be Taylor Graham. Wagaman takes it on the near wing, sets up, drives down to the block, kicks it out for Taylor Graham. Graham's shot is long from beyond the arc, and the rebound will be Wagaman. Gives it over to Hamilton. Hamilton working that far wing, gives it down to Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham puts up the layup and gets it to fall. First points for the Arrows here, 3 minutes into the third quarter. It's now 31-14 with 4:45 to play in the third quarter. As bringing it up will be number 30, that is Molly Sitsuma. Sets up at the near corner, kicks it around, it gets to Abby Sitsuma. Passes it over to Molly. Lila Fuss takes it in the near corner, now kicks it over to Emma O'Connor. O'Connor drives down to the near block, holds onto it, gets it back to Brown at the top of the key. Brown just kind of holding onto it here, now starts to dribble, and it gets stolen by Wagaman, but Wagaman passes it right back to Emma O'Connor. Emma O'Connor will take it down to the block, gets the shot to go with the foul by Madeline Hayes. This will be a three-point opportunity.
Looking to check in now, and will check in now will be Layla Risden, along with Ava McCormick on the Forest Hills Northern side. Checking in is going to be, it looks like,
Tali Hurt.
She'll come in for Lila Fuss, the senior for the Huskies.
And then also waiting to check in is Bethany Jennison, who will now do so for Molly Sitsuma, who just completed the three-point play. It's now 34-14. Forest Hills Northern with tying their largest lead of the game. It was 23-3 earlier, as now a half-court trap works to perfection. Evie Brown will knock it out of bounds. It'll retain with the arrows, but that pressure from Forest Hills Northern is certainly getting to the arrows as Grayson Hamilton puts up a three-point shot. It's long, and able to get it, though, is Allison Smith, as a keep-in attempt was successful from O'Connor. No one there. And now on the near side, it is Layla Risden, puts up a three-point shot and gets it to go. It's now 34-17 with 3:39 to go in the third quarter, as a kick out to Hurt on the far corner now. She works her way to the top of the key, holds onto it, tipped by Risden, and stepping out of bounds will be Tali Hurt, and wanted a push call, did Jim Sprague, doesn't get it, and it'll be arrows basketball as it'll go to Risden right away, back to Taylor Graham, and there will be a foul call on number 14, Tali Hurt.
Now going back to when Tali Hurt went out of bounds, she's honestly got to be more aware of that, as it looked like she was just walking up to the ball, not thinking Risden was hot on her tail after knocking it away to go get it.
As the inbound from Graham will go to McCormick. McCormick sets up at the logo, tries to work down, but Tali Hurt, good defense, and now a foul on Hurt once again.
Checking back into the game now is going to be the freshman Molly Sitsuma in for Emma O'Connor, junior for this Huskies team.
Tali Hurt with two fouls now back-to-back on this possession on this side of the court here as Grayson Hamilton sets up far wing. McCormick had a look, thought about it, and then decides to pass it away to Hamilton. It gets to Graham, back to Hamilton. McCormick for three on the far corner. It's short off the front iron. And now rebound will go Forest Hills Northern way. Evie Brown will manage to keep it in, but chucks it right to Layla Risden. Risden will run it up the court, give it to Hamilton. Hamilton will get it down low for Allison Smith. Allison Smith will put up a shot, doesn't get it to go, but it gets tipped out, and it'll remain Arrow's possession with 2:41 to play in the third quarter.
Reese Wagaman will come into the game for Grayson Hamilton. Also, Lila Fuss now coming into the game for Evie Brown. Been playing the whole game so far.
As Layla Risden will take a three-point shot, wide open, nothing but net. It's now 34-20. She's got six this quarter now, six in the game.
After going down by 20, Lowell going on another little run here. Defense also need to make sure they step up along with it to keep it going.
As Allison Smith currently guards Molly Sitsuma, it'll be a blocking foul on Allison Smith. That is her first foul of the game with 2:17 to play, as it's now the team's fourth, and Grayson Hamilton will check back in. this time for Taylor Graham. And now some confusion here. Oh, they'll go to the free throw stripe after the fourth foul here.
Shooting the free throws is going to be
number 30, Molly Sietsema, the freshman. Her first one is off the front iron, bounces to the left, off the iron again, and doesn't fall. As Mackenzie Frey sets up to check in as the second one misses off the left iron. And now Mackenzie Frey will get to check in after Molly Sietsema misses both. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Arrow's possession here.
She's going to check in for the other junior, Allison Smith, now.
As overthrowing Reese Wagaman was Grayson Hamilton. With 2:10 to play, it'll go right back to Forest Hills Northern. Some sloppy basketball now. Few missed passes here. Turnovers are the key in this one so far. As Lila Fuss sets up, passes it, gets down to the corner for Jennison. Jennison will come down, give it to Abby Sietsema, her sister, Molly Sietsema, and gets fouled on the shot. It went long, so she'll shoot two.
That foul being on Grayson Hamilton, her first foul of the night. She also has no points so far up to this point.
First one, nothing but net. Bounces back after missing both free throws last time. One for one at the stripe this time. Second one, off the front iron, takes a friendly bounce and ends up falling as it'll be a timeout for Forest Hills Northern.
Now time to thank some more of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors after that full timeout. Thank you to Riverside Dentistry, PFCU, Blue Sky Farms, Sneakers Bar and Grill, Kent County Farm Bureau, and J&H Lowell Mobile. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW here so we can broadcast these games to you live, like these varsity basketball games here from Lowell, as Lowell is currently down 36-20 against the Huskies in the midst of the third quarter here tonight.
They've been down by 20 twice in this one. Crawled back to make it 16 after a couple of threes from Risden. It was 14 here, but the two free throws just made by Molly Sietsema brings it back to a 16-point game. And the boys currently started their season action as well over in Newaygo today.
And in case you were wondering, there was also a freshman game. Forest Hills Northern beat the Arrows 24-5, and Arrows JV also coming up short tonight. So Forest Hills Northern trying to complete the sweep. Lowell trying to avoid that from happening, as it's going to be a hard deficit to erase, as it's 36-20. Forest Hills Northern on top of the Arrows with 1 minute 58 to play in this third quarter.
Grayson Hamilton passes it to Wagman. Wagman not able to hold on, slips through her hands, and now Molly Sietsema for three off the right iron. Able to get her own rebound though and puts it up. Gets it to fall on a nice layup through two defenders. Makes it 38-20 as Wagman able to hold on this time to the pass. Brings it up, gets it to Risden in the corner for three. Hurst misses off the left side of the iron and goes long as now Lila Fossil pass it up to Hurt. Hurt gets it down low to Jennison. Jennison fouled on the shot by Risden. She'll shoot two at the free throw line, looking to make it a 20-point game once again with a minute 15 to play in the third quarter.
Also looking to check in for the Arrows is going to be Taylor Graham coming in, looking to come in for the first time this second half alongside Allison Smith, who will both check into the game now. And for the Northern side, checking in is going to be Emma O'Connor.
Checks in for Abby Sietsema there, as Jennison's first shot was missed. Still 38-20. The second one, however, falls, making it a 19-point game now, as Taylor Graham will head up the court. It gets passed to Wagman. Wagman gets it to Hamilton. Pump fakes. Gets it over to Smith, and Smith not able to control it, but it gets tipped by Lila Fuss, so it'll remain Arrow's possession, and Taylor Graham gets set to inbound. Gets it to Risden, not able to control it, however, now Fuss will run up the court, gets it to the block, passes it out at the last second. Hurt wide open for three, it's long. And now tipped out of bounds on the pass after Risden rebounds. It'll remain Arrow's possession, and Grayson Hamilton will set up to inbound. Graham will take it here. She's going to try and avoid the trap, does so, able to get her own tip pass, and now drives up, finds a seam to Allison Smith, not able to control it, gets it out to Risden. Risden for three, goes off the backboard, takes a bounce on the rim and doesn't fall, as now Jennison gets it to Molly Seitzema. Molly Seitzema drives down, not able to get the layup to fall, and now Grayson Hamilton will run up the court on the near side, cuts it back toward the top of the key, gives it to Risden. Risden for the near side three, gets it to fall again. She's hit three threes now, put her at 9 points. And Jennison will take it with 7 seconds to play, tries to get a shot up, and will be an offensive foul according to the back judge.
So it'll be 5 seconds to play in this third quarter. Arrow's got to try and get up a quick shot as Taylor Graham now inbounds it to Grayson Hamilton with the Huskies not paying attention.
3-2, last second, and now kickball violation with 0.5. So they have to just pass it and heave one up here now.
If they try and heave it up.
And it's tipped. The shot was off by number 30, Molly Seitzema, for Forest Hills Northern as she tipped it. Not able to get it to fall, however. So we end the third quarter. A 16-point lead for Forest Hills Northern as they have 39. The Arrows trail with just 23. As Risden hit three threes that quarter for the Arrows, keeping them in it, as she's got 9 on the game now from those threes.
And on the other side, currently leading in points, is Molly Seesama, the freshman, with 13 out of the 39 tonight for the Arrows. This would be a good time to thank some more of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. Thank you to Green Ridge Realty, Mercantile Bank, Nuvu Fuels, Meyer Corporation, All Weather Seal of West Michigan, and Alpha Care Center. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW.
As now the officials go to break up the huddles here as the buzzer sounds, get set for this fourth quarter, where the Arrows are going to need to go on some runs, as that's what it's a game of here. Need to put up points fast and take advantage of fast break opportunities. That's what Forest Hills Northern was able to do to build this lead to start the game. And now the Arrows are going to have to try and counteract that as Molly Seitzema gets set to inbound. Finds her sister Abby Seitzema.
Checking back into the game for the Arrows is going to be Reese Wagaman and Allison Munson.
As Evie Brown takes it, Taylor Graham in coverage finds an open O'Connor, who gets it over to Molly Seitzema for three on the near wing, off the front iron, and doesn't fall. As now Risden with the rebound, she'll give it over to Wagaman. Wagaman gets it to Grayson Hamilton, and now Allison Munson takes it at the near wing, finds Grayson Hamilton at the corner, and now kicked over to Taylor Graham for three off the front iron and goes out of bounds. It'll be possession Forest Hills Northern as no one was able near the rebound. And now Molly Seitzema will inbound it to Brown. The full court press is active here by the Arrows. And nearly coast to coast, a good pass from Evie Brown gets it over to O'Connor. O'Connor not able to finish the layup, however, and gets it done as not is now Grayson Hamilton, is set up on the near wing, or excuse me, the far wing, and now stuck in the corner there was Reese Wagaman. Reese Wagaman not able to get a pass through to Taylor Graham, and now the full court press is active. Lila Fuss trying to break it. Reese Wagaman in coverage, and now getting over the half court line is Fuss, and settles it up, gets it over to Abby Sietsema. Sietsema drives down, gives it over to her sister Molly. Molly drives down the baseline, kicks it over to Lila Fuss in the near corner, gets it out to Brown at the top of the key. Her three-pointer goes around and falls through, making it 23-42 now. A lead for Forest Hills Northern as Grayson Hamilton tries to respond with a three of her own, and it goes long. As now able to get the rebound is Molly Sietsema, and gets it down to Emma O'Connor. Wide open, easy layup. It's now 44-23. The largest lead for Forest Hills Northern today of 21 points, and it'll be a 30-second timeout called by the Arrows.
Arrows have two timeouts remaining, and now it is 44-23. Arrows down by 21 currently. As Kyle said, Arrows need to go on a bit of a run here to try and, if they have a chance, as it's very, very small chance of coming back in this game, as they're down 44-23. Currently with 13 points right now is Molly Sietsema leading the charge, is a freshman for the Huskies. On the Arrows side, also a freshman, Layla Risden, has 9 of the 23 points, over a third of their points. He's a sophomore for the Arrows.
As now the Arrows will set up to inbound with exactly 6 minutes to play. It'll be Grayson Hamilton who will get it to Taylor Graham. Graham locks it up and tries to get it to Munson. It's tipped by Abby Sietsema. Foul called on Grayson Hamilton trying to steal it back.
Yeah, Grayson Hamilton didn't really have a chance of getting with that one as she violated Sietsema there.
Just grabbed onto the back of the jersey there, not able to really do much, was Abby Sietsema, as now Molly Sietsema inbounds it to Brown. Brown makes her move down, hands it off to Abby Sietsema at the top of the key, drives down, and a foul called on the shot. Abby went up for the layup off the glass, got slapped in the arm on that one, and not able to put up a shot, so she'll shoot two, as that one was called on Allison Munson, her fourth of the game. First one falls. It's now 45-23. This lead keeps expanding for Forest Hills Northern. Looking to double the Arrows' points here, as the free throw is no good, not able to do so, but the Huskies get the rebound, and now it's kicked over to Fuss in the near corner. She drives up to the elbow, and now taken by Abby Sietsema at the corner. Over to the far corner where it's taken. Abby Sietsema sets up at the far elbow, taken by Fuss at the wing. Now at the top of the key is Abby Sietsema. Evie Brown for three from the far corner. It's long, and Munson gets the rebound. She'll bring it up to the logo and slow things up, gives it over to Graham at the near wing, sets up a screen as well, and a two-pointer. Confusing shot there from Graham, just looked like it slipped almost and then tipped, as now it'll be an easy layup for O'Connor, and McCormick shoves late on the shot, so it'll be an and-one opportunity for O'Connor, and now leading by 24 as Allison Smith will check in for Allison Munson. 5 minutes to play exactly, a 24-point lead for the for the Huskies, looking to expand it here. Once again, not able to get the free throw to fall, however, and the Arrows this time get the rebound. Grayson Hamilton takes it up to the near wing, gets it over to Kayla Howell on the far wing. Down low at the far block was Allison Smith. Put up a layup shot, not able to go. And now It's Emma O'Connor in the far corner here for Forest Hills Northern. Nearly gets it stolen away. Instead, possession remains with the Huskies. And driving down to the block there was Abby Sietema. Gets the foul call. Doesn't get the shot to fall, however. And now the foul called on Taylor Graham. That's her second of the game. And now Abby Sietema sets up for more free throws for this Forest Hills Northern team. The first one doesn't fall as Mackenzie Frey and Lynn Melby will check into the game.
Melby getting her first minutes of the night. Frey been in and out of the game so far a few times as this 47-23 Huskies on top of the second free throw is good.
Making it 48 now for Forest Hills Northern as McCormick brings it up, sets up at the logo, gives it to Frey. Sets up a screen to McCormick, and now Howell kicks it over to Melby at the near wing. She drives down to the free throw stripe, gets it over to McCormick. McCormick sets up for three in the corner. It's good. And now it is 26-48. Arrows still trail by 22 with 4 minutes to go. Halfway through this fourth quarter as now Allison Smith gets the pass on a steal and then shoved from behind from Emma O'Connor. That's her first foul, and it'll be Allison Smith setting to check to inbound. She'll give it over to McCormick here as the half court or the full court trap is taken off here by Forest Hills Northern. They've kind of started to just go into a man-to-man look here as Melby gives it to McCormick. McCormick not able to hold on to it. A good cut. Looked like she had an easy 2 points on the layup attempt. Not able to even get one off, however, because he just couldn't handle the pass. As now Molly Sietema inbounded it to Brown. Mackenzie Frey not able to control that, trying to steal it. And so Molly Sietema will set up to inbound again. This time hands it off to Abby Sietema and gives it right back to Molly as she'll walk up beyond the logo, hands it to her sister Abby here, and will head down. Abby Brown takes it at the top of the key, backs up to the logo. Fuss cuts, hand off to Abby Sietema, screen set by Molly, drives down, gets the layup to fall, and Kayla Howell set up, gets a foul called on her, so it'll be another and one opportunity as the 3:20 to play. Forest Hills Northern has now hit 50 on the scoreboard. It's 50-26. Forest Hills Northern leads. The and one is good, making it 51-26.
Is now out of all the five players for Lowell currently, only one of them has scored, that being number 23, Kayla Howell, with one so far.
As Kayla Howell sets up, gives it over to McCormick. McCormick had the three, as now Allison Smith sets up, decides not to take a shot. McCormick sets up at the top of the key. And once again, kind of just standing still here is this Arrow offense as Melby takes a shot from the baseline. That one misses long, doesn't hit even the back iron, as now a shot taken by Evie Brown. Foul called on McCormick. That one looked cleaner than some of these fouls. It looked like she had her hands up, just wasn't able to set up in time. So Evie Brown will get some free throws. First one falls, and now a full new five will come in. The last one stuck will be Tali Hurt. She has to wait to come in as Evie Brown taking her second free throw. The second one falls, so now Hurt can come in and it'll be officially a full new five.
As Miley Brown has had a good night so far, she's played most of the night for the Huskies as there's 2 minutes 30 seconds to play in this game, 53-26 Huskies on top of the arrows.
Lynn Melby drives down to the baseline, puts up a floater, doesn't go off the front iron. And now Pert will run up the court, passes it over to Reese Stoles, her first minutes. Now Jennison kicks it over to Maddie Earl. Maddie Earl gives it over to Ella Sharda. And now Hurt takes it at the top of the key. She sets up at the near wing, hands it off to Jennison, who sets up at the top of the key. Passes it to Hurt, gives it to Jennison down low at the block. Kick out over to Sharda. Sharda drives down into the paint, kicks it out over to Stalls. Stalls gives it to Jennison at the corner, gets it back from Jennison to Stalls. Stalls gives it back down into the paint, and now kick out over to Hurt. Top of the key is Maddie Earl. Earl just barely gets the pass off to Stoles, and Jennison holds onto it in the corner. It's now tipped, stays in bounds, however, and now finally a stoppage in play there, as just able to keep passing it around there before finally Lynn Melby knocks it out of bounds for the Arrows. It'll remain with Forest Hills Northern as the pass will go over to The inbound pass will go over to Maddie Earl. Earl takes it at the top of key, stops her dribble. It's tipped by Allison Smith. Earl able to recover it, however, and then Jennison now has it at the top of the key. She sets up at the free throw stripe. It's tipped by Howell, but once again, Forest Hills Northern able to recover, and Jennison has it. It's tipped again by Howell, and now beyond, just on the other side of half court is Jennison as she tries to get a pass. Tipped by Melby, she's able to get the tip, and now blocked shot. Mackenzie Frey tried to put up the layup, doesn't go thanks to Bethany Jennison. She blocks it, and now Ava McCormick sets up to inbound.
There's 54 seconds on the clock.
Mackenzie Frey puts up a three. It's good over Maddie Earl on the far wing. 45 to play now. As Tali Hurt brings it up to the logo, now sets up on the far wing, gets it down inside the paint to Jennison. Jennison drives down, tries to kick it out over to Sharda, not able to do so, however, there, as now McCormick will take it up just beyond the logo. As now on the far wing has it is Mackenzie Frey. She gets it over to Howell. Howell put up a three. It's long. Able to get the rebound was Frey, though. And now Melby gets the rebound, and she will be fouled on the third shot attempt with 8.6 seconds to go. She'll get two free throws. As now her first attempt hits the front iron to the backboard and falls. The Arrows hit 30, trailing by 23 with 8.6 to go now. As the second one doesn't fall, and rebound will be a jump ball as Bethany Jennison tried to get it, but Allison Smith jumped in last second, and it'll be possession for the Arrows. As now it'll be a quick pass over to McCormick after she inbounds. It goes short, however, and now Mackenzie Frey tried to put up a last-second shot, not able to get it off, so it'll be a final score. Forest Hills Northern puts up 53. The Arrows not able to keep up, only put up 30 for the final score.